T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
I guarantee you, Chumbawamba is not your artist of the day.
Chumbawamba?
Pissing the night away.
One Hit Wonders is coming back today as your
she
artist of the day.
Drink? She drank a vodka drink.
Welcome back. How was Wisconsin?
It's so good to be back. It is some of the most stunning landscape I have ever seen in my life.
Eat a lot of cheese when you were there? Drink a couple beers?
I ate so much cheese that I'm afraid to get back on the scale. I mean, if it was cheese, we ate it. Yellow,
really?
White, brie, soft. I don't know if we'll have time.
Ricotta?
We ate more cheese than I have ever eaten in my entire life.
Like just plain, just cheese, just shoved it right
just
in?
Right off the block.
Mm.
Phrasing.
It was so good.
Now, you do this every year. Why? This is silly.
One of my daughter's dearest friends has a very remote lake property. And by remote, I almost bought you one, and then I thought I'm not going to waste my money doing
that. You almost
bought
me a lake property?
I almost bought you a Sasquatch figurine.
Okay.
Because we are so
far. I can't afford the lake property in Wisconsin.
Right. We were so far north, I mean, almost honestly to Canada.
What town were you in?
In very, very deep woods, that you start thinking in your mind when you hear something in the woods, is that Sasquatch? Like for a couple times, I was like, how funny would it be if we looked into the woods and you like saw some hairy thing running through?
You didn't give me a little statue of Sasquatch?
They have huge stone replicas of Sasquatch that people put in their yards.
What town were you in? Give me the name of the town.
Well, it's near Rhinelander.
Rhinelander.
Yeah.
Very German.
I think it's
okay.
R-H-I-N-E.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
I'll take care of that.
So you've got two choices. Eat cheese or look for Sasquatch. I read a book. It's so quiet up there. It really is one of the quietest, most beautiful places I've ever been.
You're one county away from either running into a big lake or running into Canada. I'm going to have to take the... You're one county away from running into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah.
And then the Big Lake, and then Canada.
Right. And in between that is Sasquatch.
Do you know what Rhinelander means in German?
Cheese.
Somebody who's from the Rhineland.
Oh.
Like a Wisconsinian.
One who eats so much cheese, her ass is hanging off the side of her chair today.
You ate that much cheese?
Oh my God, it was so bad.
Dude.
It's everywhere you go. It's so good.
Dude, I had the best and worst day yesterday. My back is in knots. No, hear me out. So, my niece is a 2020 high school graduate.
Yeah. God,
okay?
God bless him.
Yeah. So, she graduates, I think, on July 28th. And do you know how many people they're allowing per family?
Probably two.
Dos.
Yeah.
Mom and dad. That's it. Dad's not around, stepdad comes. Mom's not around, stepmom comes. Two, my mother does not get to go watch her granddaughter graduate from high school. That's how messed up this world is right now, okay? And this is an outdoor event. Okay?
Yeah.
So we had an outdoor graduation party for Lydia down in Wichita. Well, nobody's staying the night at my brother's house.
No.
He doesn't want us there. He doesn't know. Sarah's been to the Hawk in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that later.
I'd rather not.
So we drive in for 3 hours to Wichita, 2.5-hour graduation party, and then drive back 3.5 hours to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the road for 8 hours yesterday. When you factor in, we got to stop for food and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All that stuff. For a 2-hour party.
That's dedication.
Can you imagine if I didn't, though? Oh, my God.
You got to go. We were in the car 10 hours, and we didn't even stop. I mean, we motored right along, but 10 hours in a car is a long time.
But you had 4 days on the ground.
Yeah, correct.
Where you were kind of you were relaxing, you were hanging out. I get it. I mean, we were 3.5 hours down, 2.5-hour party, 3.5 hours back because we had to drop Kelly off at her house and then drive back to mine. I mean, it was, my back is in knot. Come on over here and rub it.
I'm not going to come rub your back.
By the way, we played mixtape last week.
Okay.
But we never got to the tiebreaker.
Oh, lay it on me.
Okay. This one, we're going to do this one at 3:45 this afternoon.
Okay.
What song? Because it was tied between me and Grant. Weinbaum, he was out. What song would your pet say reminds them of you? No.
All right. Okay.
We'll do it at 3:45.
We have a serial killer in the stack today that we're going to talk about.
Mm.
We have to talk about K-State. We have to talk about K-State. That is in the stack today. And then my favorite story is about the elevator. And in normal times, there are a few unspoken rules about the elevator. Like, if you're a man, you don't get on when there's a woman on the elevator alone.
See, that's not true.
You just say, that's, you know what, true. You go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a rapist.
I probably look rapey. I'll catch the next one.
I don't look rapey. I'm going to rape you if I get on this elevator.
So that's one of the rules.
Yeah.
The other rule is you stare straight ahead.
Duh. No small talk.
No small talk is rule 3, period.
I don't care where you're from.
But this stupid virus has created an entire new conversation about what to do with the elevator. Mm. We can't get rid of them.
Mm-mm.
It's not a big deal if you live in a building with one or two floors, but what if you work or live in a building with, I don't know, 26 floors, Scott?
Mm.
What are we going to do with the elevator? There's a fantastic story about that in the New York Times and the new elevator etiquette. Going down.
Excuse me?
You can't even say that anymore. Look straight ahead. Do not say a word.
Are you going down, Mr. Tyler?
Nope, that's too many words.
You remember?
No, 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 no. Sam's like, what?
What happened while I was gone?
You need to play Love in an Elevator. We might start with Love in an Elevator because it's a more fun story than the awfulness we have to talk about in Manhattan.
You have to use the video. The song doesn't include
down.
The... Mr. Tyler, are you going down?
You can't say that anymore.
You can.
No, you can't. You can't say anything anymore in the elevator.
Oh.
You'd have a mask on. Mr. Tyler, are you going down?
Wait. Mr. Tyler, are you going down?
I'm sorry, what? Still talking.
So stupid.
You're breaking the rules.
Okay, sorry. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down?
Oh, yeah.
1989, beginning of the end for Aerosmith. Story here from the New York Times. Kiss the elevator pitch goodbye, at least if it takes place in the elevator. Change is coming to the daily vertical commute as workers begin to return to tall office buildings in New York, Kansas City, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Dallas. The elevator ride, a previously unremarkable 90 or so seconds, has become a daunting puzzler in the calculus of how to bring people back to work safely after the coronavirus pandemic kept them home for months. Employers and building managers are drafting strict rules for going up, severe limits on the number of riders. Four, by the way, seems to be the magic number. Designated standing spots to maximize social distance in a room where you cannot maximize social distance. Mandatory masks, required forward-facing positions, and no talking.
So first of all, that sentence jumped out at me and I started laughing. Required forward-facing positions.
Correct.
If you walk into an elevator and stand backwards, there's something wrong with you.
Everybody faces the door.
No, I think everybody faces the door. When it says required forward facing, who the hell do you know that doesn't face forward?
Can you name a place that is more awkward even before coronavirus?
No.
Than the American elevator?
No. No.
I mean, I can remember getting on the elevator and even when we went down to Mexico in early March, and we would get in the elevator and be like,
Maybe like an adult store.
And don't.
But at least in an adult store.
Adult stores don't have elevators.
What I'm saying, when you said name a place more awkward.
Not that I know.
When you said name a place more awkward, like if you get caught in a Cirilla's, you know, next to somebody in an aisle. But you can social distance even in a Cirilla's. In an elevator, you are right there.
What about those elevators with two doors? Which way is forward at that point?
Those are called freight elevators.
You shouldn't be
on one of those.
No, that is not true.
I've been in non-freight elevators with two doors.
Amen. Do you know what they're called? Hospitals. Hospitals have the front and the back. Which way do you go? You're right. I don't know. What are they going to do? Let's be honest here. If you work in a tall building, they are going to have to stagger employees' arrival, let alone something like the New World Trade Tower, the Freedom Tower.
Mm-hmm.
How are those people all going to get up there? Four at a time, really?
It's going to be a staggered workday. Dana,
here's what I think.
You've been to New York.
I think the elevator in new construction will not look the same. It will not be the same.
What are you gonna put plexiglass in there? You walk through your little plexiglass door.
I think
you stand in your own corner.
I think we're gonna go to an escalating system.
Escalator.
Yeah.
So everybody's putting their hands on the railing.
Well, but at least on an escalator, and you'd have to have a lot of them in a tall building.
Dana, in a 100-story building, you would have to have basically 100.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Why?
Single man elevators that are much faster, although people are going to be getting really sick.
There's no way that anyone can get to work going one at a time up an elevator. No way.
Listen, we work in a 3-story building. I can't remember the last time I was in the elevator with anybody. I always wear a mask and I touch the buttons with a Clorox wipe because I take it seriously.
I touch the button with my elbow or my foot. And I do the same with bathroom doors, and I have become a ninja gymnast. I am not kidding you when it comes to the bathroom door.
Did you get Dr. Hawkinson on today?
I can, with one foot, raise it up, close the bathroom stall door.
Wow.
Open it back up.
With flip-flops on?
With flip-flops on. It's a skill.
Not even mad. I'm impressed.
Here's the other thing they're going to stop doing. I hate the pull open doors. All of the doors need to be push doors now.
I think by law they're supposed to be push open in case of a fire.
What drives me out. On the way out, what drives me crazy in the bathroom is if you have to pull a handle, I use the paper towel now, or I pull down my
So wait a minute. Because a week ago today, I accused you of not taking this very seriously. What's changed?
Nothing's changed. You just haven't seen my behavior like in a restroom. Because that would be weird if you were in a bathroom with me. I don't touch anything.
But you would go out to restaurants. You're hanging out with your friends in Wisconsin.
Well, but in Sasquatch territory in the middle of the woods, there was nobody there.
What if they brought it with them from Johnson County? You don't know that. Were you maintaining proper social distancing?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, we were. We even all had our own bedrooms.
If I go on your Facebook right now, I'm not going to see a bunch of pictures of you and Mindy Wetmore with your faces together.
No, we didn't take a lot of photos. We just kind of, I read a book. This was a don't move a whole lot but eat a ton of cheese kind of place.
Scott, you will see a photo of them kind of close together. I won't lie.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, Sam.
Sorry.
Close it's like public. an elevator?
Yeah.
No. But in a cabin, breathing your COVID all over each other?
This was not a cabin.
What was it?
It was a house.
Was it a large house?
Yes.
Whose house was it?
A friend's.
Who?
Why do you care?
Why did you bring it up?
It was very easy to social distance because you use the word cabin, and that is not what this was. I had a room. She had a room. She had a room. Like, hello, is anyone in here?
She had a house.
Mansion.
she had the guest house. Was it a big ass house?
It was. It is. And so we were able to just, you know.
All right.
But the couple of times, like when we drove 10 hours that we had to stop to use the restroom, I've become one of those people that can use their toes for many things.
Okay, phrasing.
That is in no way more sanitary, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. I would agree with Dana on that.
I'll show you.
I can do it right now.
Are you going to try to open that door with your foot?
Yeah, watch.
Oh, my word. You're like the Karate Kid.
I know, right? Wax on, wax off.
Wow. Also, they do have a lot of a lot of places have those like foot handle things that you can open the door. You can pull the door open with your foot.
That was really impressive.
I'm telling you.
Man, don't get in a fight with me.
Wow.
I'm curious if you work in a tall building or you live in a tall building, what are you doing? If you're in one of those high-rise fancy places on the plaza,
good question.
You taking the stairs?
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan.
We're doing one-hit wonders today. Milan, I think these guys qualify. Japan. Right, said Fred. So I found this website, newarena.com. They're breaking down the 30 greatest actors of all time.
Of all time.
Now, keep in mind, it's actors.
Well, of course.
So it's only men.
Yeah, because sexism.
No, they're just. It would be no different if they broke down the 30 best actresses. Anthony Hopkins, number 7.
Well, wait, I want to guess.
Okay. I have not looked ahead.
Robert De Niro.
He was like number 10 or something.
Al Pacino.
Number 11, I think.
Anthony Hopkins, I definitely would have guessed.
He's in the top 10.
He's in the top 10. Yeah. How far back does it go?
30.
No, how many years back does it go?
All the way back.
Oh.
Jimmy Stewart is number 6.
Okay.
A lot of older actors here at the top. Here's one that won't surprise you. Number 5 is Jack Nicholson.
Of course. I would have put him closer to 1 or 2.
Number 4, Laurence Olivier.
Okay.
Can't name a single movie he was in.
Was Philip Seymour Hoffman on that list?
Yeah, he was. Like 20th or something like
Kay.
That. Number 3, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Coming in at number 3.
Okay, wait. Would I know number 1 or 2?
Let me look at number 2. All right. You would definitely know number 2. And number 1, you would definitely know as well.
Okay.
Now, and these are older,
Jack Nicholson.
older actors. Both are dead.
Oh. Like a Kirk Douglas?
Nope.
Ooh.
Both are dead old timers.
Okay. So like a, Robert Redford's not dead, but he's got to be on the list.
I didn't see Robert Redford on the list. I did see Paul Newman on the list.
Lynn Brando?
Number two.
Okay.
Number one will surprise you, I think.
Okay. Hoffa?
Nope. Hoffa?
Humming? Humphrey Bogart?
Yes.
Who rounds out the top 10? Jack Nicholson should be one or two.
I think he was number six.
That's too far.
Or number seven. I'm not going back. I'm just telling you. Marlon Brando is number two. Don't make me do this. Daniel Day-Lewis was three. I told you that. Laurence Olivier, number four. See, these are. Where is Tom Cruise?
Where is Tom Hanks? What do you mean, Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks was in here, but he was way up there.
You mean way down there?
Well, yeah, way down there.
No.
Yeah. Jimmy Stewart, number six. I already told you that. Hang on, I got to go
back. Do you remember the movie Philadelphia? Tom Hanks should be in the top five.
Anthony Hopkins, number seven.
Okay.
Number eight was Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier was number nine.
Okay.
And number 10 was Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Okay. Yeah.
Where's Vince Vaughn?
Where's Richard Dreyfuss? Vince Vaughn? What? Of all time?
Have you seen Wedding Crashers?
Okay.
Have you seen The Breakup?
Wow.
Where's Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Wow. Where is Adam Sandler?
I don't even know where to begin.
Come on. Where's Will Ferrell?
Where's The Rock?
Duh. This list is bogus.
Oh, God.
Where, by the way, nowhere in here is Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that's accurate.
He won for
nothing.
Rocky. Yes, he did. Rocky won. Picture of the year?
I don't think he won Best Actor for Rocky. You can look it up.
Sam, will you look that up? Who won Best Actor in 1977?
I mean, I'm not saying Yo Adrian wasn't good, but it's not top 30 actors of all time good.
Okay.
Where's Richard Dreyfuss?
First of all, the Yo Adrian line was from Rocky II.
Okay. Okay.
Where's Denzel Washington?
He's in the list.
Okay.
He's in the list.
You said 1977?
I believe it was 1977 that Rocky I came out.
Best Actor, Academy Award, Peter Finch.
Well, that's just garbage. It's not my fault. Cary Grant is number 12. I mean, these are all old.
I need a list where they take
Al Pacino, number 13.
Okay, I need a list where they take and with all due respect to Cary Grant and Sidney Poitier, and I need a list where they take those people out and we just do...
Like from 1970 on?
From 1980
on?
70 on. No, 70, because that would be Dreyfuss and Pacino's best stuff.
I will say in 77, Rocky did get Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very hard to believe, but I believe you because you looked it up.
You've never seen Rocky I.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
A thousand times I've seen it.
What does Rocky bounce in his hand as he walks down the pier in Rocky I? It's by the way, a recurring thing throughout the rest of the Rockies.
Okay, why would you ask me that specific question? He hits meat.
He does hit meat.
Punches meat the whole thing. That's what I remember, meat.
He does hit meat, yep.
I remember her glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty. I remember he gets hit by the hot black guy who is named...
Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
He walks down the street always bouncing a racquetball.
Okay. I was going to guess a yo-yo. I guess yo-yos don't bounce.
I was going to say, how do you bounce a yo-yo?
Up and down carefully.
Throw it at the ground and hope for the best.
So here we go with this story about women named Karen. And I'd like to hear from some Karens out there.
And you tread carefully, because this story came out on the same day that some crazy woman, Scott, started throwing groceries at a Trader Joe's in Texas. We cannot air it.
No,
because she's crazy and she's screaming bad words.
Correct.
While holding a mask in her hand, because she's upset that they've asked her to wear a mask. And they are calling her Karen.
A lot of people want to know, where's Arnold Schwarzenegger? Where's John Travolta? Where's Nicolas Cage? I would concur with all.
Morgan Freeman? Sorry.
And Morgan Freeman didn't make the list, by the way.
Good.
Every day, it seems, there is an offensive news story of a white person captured on film. Some days, it is a woman making an hysterical and unfounded accusation against a black man. We saw that one in New York. The bird watcher. Oh my God, get here right now. He's attacking me. He was not attacking her. And almost every day, someone somewhere is being filmed during presumptuous privileged encounters. The internet meme makers love to call these people Karen. But it is time to call it what they truly are: unashamed exploiters of white entitlement. The Karen meme has been around for quite some time, and it is always referred exclusively to white women. In fact, the subtly sexist Karen reference has spawned Twitter accounts and Reddit forums for several years. But Karen sightings have increased over the past several months as the country endures the pandemic and confronts the racial biases that pervade our society. There is also an increased understanding of the true harm that Karens can create and the justified reason to call them out. Now, I would like to ask, what is it about the name Karen?
And not Linda, or name the other names of that generation, Scott. And I
Amy?
I personally now know
Julie,
many wonderful, lovely, beautiful Karens, and so do you, Long Island Karen. And I feel so bad for the good Karens of the world that that name has been taken for entitlement and horrible behavior by, I would like to see the manager, white women. Because it could have been any other name, and not Amy. That's, we have Amy's my age. There's no one my age named Karen. It's going to be...
There are people my age named Karen, and I'm not much older than you.
It's Linda, which is my mother's name. Karen. Pat. Sue.
That's my aunt's name.
I mean, think of the most popular names when those women were born in the 50s.
Margaret.
We still have Margarets today. They're Maggie.
True.
But why Karen?
I don't know.
And then it stuck. And now I actually know Karens. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. You don't say that to them.
No, because it really bothers them. And they hate it. They hate it.
They hate that their name's Karen?
Yes.
And then it's been hijacked?
No, they hate that it's been hijacked.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't think of a male equivalent where this would be something that would happen.
They tried to make the argument in this story that Ken has also been hijacked, but I have not heard that.
It's not the same.
No, no, no.
It's not the same.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
I want to hear from my good Karens.
How do you feel about your name being hijacked to become a pejorative?
Well, Chad and Kyle are used pejoratively towards men often. Like, don't be a Chad.
Really?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, like Chad's like the frat bro.
Chad
Kyle's a guy with anger management issues.
Chad is not the frat bro.
Okay.
And I know lovely Kyles.
And who's what does Kyle come to mean?
Like the angry guy. Like there's been a meme going around about a guy named Kyle punching a wall. Yeah.
It has not caught fire like Karen.
576-7798. With the Karens of the KMBZ Nation, please call in and defend yourselves and your righteous name. Because your name, my friends, has been hijacked. People have taken your name and they have made it something it truly is not, a pejorative. And how do you feel about that? If you don't want to call in on that, Karens, we will be happy to talk about coronavirus or the president, or we can read from the Bible.
He's lying. No, we will not.
576-7798.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
coronavirus here in a little bit. Are we working on Dr. Hawkinson, by the way? Because cases have exploded around the country. You heard about what happened at the Hawk in Lawrence at a place called Harper's down in, I think it was Houston. I can't remember. 80 people in one night infected with coronavirus. We opened too soon. And the young people are not taking it seriously. We'll get to that later. But let's focus on the important news of the day. How did the name Karen become synonymous with the word bitch?
And I hate that. Wow, that for the aggressive Karens I know, it's unfair, and I'm sorry.
Karen in Leawood. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
No, I. You know what? If you don't laugh at it, then you become a meme yourself. And,
does it bother you? I mean, because let's be honest, the way I just described it is accurate. It has become synonymous with the word I just used. I don't want to use it twice. But does it bother you?
You know what? I have to laugh, but yes, because, you know, like my kids think it's funny because I think Karen's listed at popular name at 697th on the list of names. And they're like, we don't know any Karens. And I was born in 65.
Okay.
So I'm 55 and I don't know. But anyway, it's bothering me a little bit. And now Ken is kind of coming into the scene also as the male version of it. And I'm married to a Ken.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I've had the Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie sent to me as one of the original Karens. And even though that has nothing to do with her. And then I had the Wicked Witch of the West riding a bike sent to me.
Oh, my goodness!
Like the original Karen of 1939. But you know what? My friends know that I'm not a Karen. So.
But when you go to Starbucks, do you feel like you can't say that name? Because then they're going to say it out loud and people are going to look at you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like do you wait. Do you change your name when you place an order?
Well, okay, for now on, I am. But like, we had a Thai food order to go.
Okay.
And I didn't want to put it under Ken or Karen. So I said, I'll pay cash when we get there. And then, you know, like, if I ever have a complaint again in my life, I'm not going to be able to use my name.
If you have an actual complaint and really do need to see a manager, you are absolutely right. There's no way you can say, tell him to call Karen.
No, I can't talk to customer service and leave my real name. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You know, you'll find this hard to believe, Karen. What did you say Karen was ranked on the list of most popular names right now?
I think 637.
Okay. In 1971, the year that I was born, the name Scott was in the top 10. Do you want to guess what Scott is now on the name of most popular names to name your son?
It's probably pretty far down there.
What is it?
In 1971, it ranked top 10. Right now, Scott is 520th.
How quickly they fall. Karen, how quickly they fall.
It's a wonderful name.
Well, I think it was after, like, it was during, you know, like, I always thought, oh, Karen Carpenter, Karen Valentine, and I'm trying to, like, grasp onto some Karens that I like, and they're getting more scarce. So,
Anyway, said I was going to do this a while ago, and I'll do it again, Karen. I am compiling a list of my good Karens, and I'm going to do an entire podcast on good Karens.
Oh, good.
And you can be a part of it. You can be one of my good Karens.
I would love that, Dana.
I'd love to have you.
Hey, Karen,
Hey,
calm down and stop thinking about yourself all the time. Okay.
Okay.
Be well. John in North Kansas City. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Hey, I love you guys' show, but the Karen thing, they just need to work with it. My name's John, and of course that is John Doe, an unknown person. A person who buys a prostitute is a John, and the toilet. So I am an unknown prostitute and toilet. So, I mean, yeah, it'll pass. Just give it several years, it'll pass. This will never pass. Still today, there's younger guys going, I got to go use the John. I got to go hit the John. So, Karen, don't worry about it. It's a phase. It'll pass.
Thank you, John, for the call. This is from insider.com. While there are many origin stories from the Karen meme, it is not completely clear where it came from, as is the case with many popular memes. The origins of Karen are kind of really hard to pin down, according to this researcher. He says most of the convincing theories are that the character originated somehow from a Dane Cook comedy special that aired in 2005. And he says every group has a Karen. And then he goes on and on about Karen. Other people associate the use of Karen with Mean Girls, which came out a year earlier in 2004. There is a line in the film that says, "Oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people why they're white." And it's been used as a meme over the years. I wouldn't have known either one of those things. And I liked Dane Cook.
From the text line, 9503, "It's terrible, but my wife, Karen, uses the name Tiffany when she places an order."
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. "Forget Karen. Which came first, Richard or Dick?"
That is one nickname I've never understood.
"Forget Karen. My name is Todd. That is the worst male name ever."
Why?
I don't know. My brother's middle name is Todd. I like the name Todd.
I have never in my life had a class where there wasn't another Sam.
Well, ever. Sam's very popular.
Scott used to be.
Nope.
Not anymore. It's a lovely name, by the way. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. News is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.